Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we focused on the word adoption in the New Testament book of Galatians, chapter 4 and verses 5 and 6. We learned that God adopts men and women, boys and girls, into his family when Jesus rescues us from our sin, and the Holy Spirit signs the adoption papers, sealing us as belonging forever to God. Furthermore, God is then our Abba Father. If this is news to you, since you're just hearing definition for the first time this week, I encourage you to get the free definition podcast from WEZE and listen to the other editions. Info on how to do that is forthcoming. As we end the week together now, I want to reflect on what it means that as God's people, the Spirit within us cries out, Abba Father, as we enjoy deep intimacy with our loving daddy, our papa. And to do that, I'll tell you a true story. Several years ago, I visited a very poorly run orphanage in the country of Mongolia. Mongolia is north of China and south of Russia. And when we walked into this cavernous and cold building, all along the main hallways were rooms filled with children of various ages. Those precious kids were undernourished, undereducated, and underloved. All of them orphaned. My heart broke within me, and I was immediately flooded with a sense of sadness. How could so many beloved children be so unwanted? We were allowed a short time of access to meet some of the kids, and as we entered a room under the careful eye of the administrators, immediately those young people were on top of us. They sensed adults who were interested in them, and since children are intuitive, I think they knew we cared. All we did was play with them for a couple of hours or so, and then served them some basic food that we brought along with us. We could not speak their language, so we really couldn't talk with them. But I tell you, within a very short period of time, each one of my teammates and I had multiple children sitting in our laps, feasting off the care we provided. And I thought about the intense needs these boys and girls had to be adopted by a loving dad and mom, to belong in a family. And how reflective this is of the need every human has for God, for the Heavenly Father to adopt us and make us his own sons and daughters. Until we belong to God, we are orphans in this world, alone, tired, hungry, afraid, mistrusting, and brokenhearted. Maybe this is how you feel. Well, I hope our little time together in Galatians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 has been transformative for you, because you see with clarity the nature of our relationship with God when he adopts us as his kids. Imagine that you are in that orphanage, and he arrives and lovingly bends down and picks you up. He chooses you and draws you really tight to his heart and never, ever lets go. You're going home with him. He's adopted you. You are not abandoned. You are chosen. You are given a chance. You look up at God, and the Spirit within you cries, Abba, Father. If God has already adopted you, remember, he is your daddy. He is your papa. Relate to him as such. And if you have no intimate relationship with God, then God is walking the hallways of your orphanage in the person of his son, Jesus. And if you'll follow him, he will lead you right into the arms of loving God. If you're thinking, yes, I do need God today, write to me and I'm going to share with you, as a son of God, how you can join our family. Do so, and then join me again on Monday for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.